Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Tuesday morning, streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. Looking ahead to the Predators taking on the Detroit Red Wings tonight. Puck drop at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6 o'clock here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Preds TV analyst Chris Mason, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. C-Mace, what's going on, man? How we doing?
What's up? Doing great, and just want to tell you how much I appreciate the intro music. I told the afternoon show about it. I said, guys, you better start bringing it. I'm like, Robbie and Rex are all giving the intro music, and they're like, oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to step up our game. Nothing.
Yeah,
it's embarrassing.
It really is embarrassing, and it's really about setting the tone here on the program. And I mean, Willie's your cohort. You think they would have gotten this done with you by now? But
I know.
If we've got to set the tone, C-Mace, that's just what we'll do.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to come on there one more time and forget the afternoon show for the week, if you guys want me. That is.
We'll take any time you want to come on, C-Mace. So, Chris, the Preds taking on the Red Wings tonight. They are finally back at home, a grueling 8-game road trip, franchise record road trip, where they end up 4-3-1, which I thought, especially given the circumstances, the quality of competition, and the injuries they've dealt with, pretty impressive by the Predators. What stood out to you about their game on this road trip?
I just feel that, you know, honestly, when I looked at that schedule, they could have been, you know, 10, 15 points out of the playoffs at the end of that trip, quite honestly, when you look into going to Carolina, Tampa, and then Florida. But the way that they played, and I've been on teams before where you lose a lot of your star players, and it is kind of galvanizing in a way, because, you know, on most nights when you say, hey, guys, we need everybody, well, you do, but you don't all the time. But in this situation, it's every single guy on this team, whether they're playing their first NHL game, their fifth NHL game, or their 400th, 500th NHL game, they truly needed everybody. And I think that enhances the way that you play. And to think about, you know, the first five or six games, or the last five or six before Dallas, you know, you weren't getting much production from Johansson or Forsberg, and you're getting, you know, Cali Yarncroke stepping up, you're getting Carey, you're getting Trenton, like, up and down the lineup, these young guys, Carrier's playing, you know, more minutes than anyone on the team. Your goaltending comes around. We knew this team's going to, you know, it's always been built on from the goaltender out, and that's one of their strongest suits, and Juice and Pecks were awesome. So I think they really had all the intangibles. Their special teams, their penalty kill got better. I just think, you know, from covering these guys, I was extremely proud of the way that they battled on the road, because there was some ugly games on there too, and I mean, you're looking at a suitcase for 15 days. That's not easy, especially at the back end of the trip. So that Dallas game to end it off was definitely not pretty, but they didn't go away, and they finished the trip out, and they put themselves in a position to compete for a playoff spot. So I think they got to be extremely proud of themselves.
Like you said, Chris, galvanized by the adversity of losing people and young guys get in there, get your opportunity, all that. What about galvanized by being counted out? You think that's anything here?
By being pounded out?
Counted out.
Oh, counted out. For sure. You know what? I've been on teams like that, too, where you're the last place team, or no one, you know, they're already writing you off, and they're making, you know, we're trading Matias Ekholm and everybody. And that's, you know, that stuff still might happen. You know, you don't want to go and be buyers at the deadline, I'm guessing, you know, at this point. But when you're in that room, the only opinions that matter, if you can truly have a belief system in the room where, like, you know what? Nobody expects us to do anything. All these teams are, you know, they're not giving us the respect we deserve. Well, first of all, you have to earn the respect. And then secondly, it is a galvanizing thing in the room when everyone's counting you out, and it gives you that extra, you know, reason to prove everyone wrong, or that extra motivation that some guys need or teams need to kind of rally around. And I think you saw that on this trip. You know, they go into Tampa, they played a couple of good games, and they go into Florida and Carolina. I mean, I thought that Carolina game, I was worried after, you know, when they started that six games there, but they came out and they played hard, and they found a way that the team has to play. And, you know, for the most part, they had a couple issues during the trip where penalties cost them, but for the most part, their discipline, their penalty kill is good. And I really think that was a big factor. It's kind of fun when nobody, you know, no one believes in you and everyone counts you out, and then you know, you kind of come together and you do rally around that. It's a pretty powerful thing.
Preds TV analyst Chris Mason on the line with us, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. See, Mace, I was just so impressed by Matthias Ekholm and what he did on this trip, kind of leading the way on the back end with this group without Ryan Ellis and without Roman Josi as well. I know it's nothing new with Ekholm, but it seems like since those two have been out, he's taken his game to even higher of a level.
I agree. I think when you have Josi and Ellis in there, you know, Matthias is the third guy that you look to. You're like, oh, we got Josi and Ellis, which is, you know, understandable. But the way that Ekholm, and a lot of the way that he carried himself throughout this time, I think was just invaluable to the young players because they're excited for this opportunity. Obviously, it's a dream come true for a lot of these guys. And they look to, you know, Matthias Ekholm, they look to Victor Arvidsson and Philip Forsberg and the way that they handle themselves in the situation. And the guy that really stood out to me, and I agree with you 100%, what was Ekholm, because he just didn't seem fazed by it. He didn't seem, you know, too over emotional, you know, whether it was a big win or a big loss, and the way that he played. And obviously he's, you know, taking on power play and he gets a big assist there last game, and you know, his offensive production continued, and just the way that he's able to log those minutes, and he's just really a stabilizing force there in terms of like the mentality of this team. So I was really impressed by his leadership during that trip, no question about it.
So, Chris, of the goaltending performances this season for this team, where would you rank Saros Saturday? I thought that game was one of the best we've seen, and both those guys have had some really good ones.
Yeah, that was epic. I mean, you know, you can look at the game before. They gave up 41 shots, so he made 40 saves. I didn't think he had to be spectacular. I thought he was really good, but I thought the team did a good job of keeping most of the opportunities to the perimeter. He had a couple, that one breakaway in the third, which is obviously a huge save. But for the most part, I thought their game was under control, and they, you know, really kind of dictated what kind of shots and opportunities they were giving up. But that next game, they could have scored 8 goals. Like, Saros was incredible. He was just dialed in, and he gets like that. He was like that at the end of the season before the shutdown, where you could tell he started getting in their head. Like, they didn't think they could score, so they would change. They'd have a good opportunity, and they'd hold the puck and try to wait, you know, to go around the net or get on a bite or make another pass that wasn't there. So he was just, that was one of the best goalie performances I've seen. I've seen a lot from those guys, but that was up there. I was just geeking out.
Preds TV analyst Chris Mason on the line with us, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. See, Mace, last thing for you here. Obviously, the Predators are back home now. You're coming off a road trip that you feel good about. And you hear coaches all the time, when you're coming off a long road trip, really worry about that first game at home. Why is that the case, in your opinion? Why do you think that sometimes teams can struggle with that first game coming back home after a really long road trip?
Oh, man, it's such a trap game. It's like, you know, you're gone for 2 weeks or 15 days, and, you know, at the last half of the trip, you're just counting down the days, and you're battling. You're just kind of trying to stay focused and, you know, compartmentalize, put those feelings aside until you get home. You get home late after the Dallas game, let's say, and then finally you drop your suitcase on the floor. You don't know. I wasn't an unpacker. I know a lot of people get home and they pack. Mine will just sit there till the next road trip. But you just, like, your body just, you start to feel the soreness and the injury, and you just start to relax and, you know, you, whatever, so to speak, put your feet up and just enjoy being home. But you think about it, you get home, you got a game the next day. So you have to start preparing for the game. What am I going to eat? Got to start thinking about Detroit. And it's not a team that, you know, let's say if you look at the standings, that you're going to be really scared of, even though, you know, the Preds are, you know, they just came off, they beat Tampa last week, that you really have to be, you know, you have fear factor to go along with it. So it's such a mental aspect of when you come home after that road trip. It's always been called, coaches will always stress, it's a trap game. You got to be prepared. I'm very curious to see how they come out, because that was a crazy road trip, and they got to be ready, because Detroit's, you have to play the same way, and you can't try to think that we're not going to play as defensively as we did against these other teams, because that they clog it up. They're kind of like Dallas. They're not going to give you much, and they got a couple guys that can put the puck in the net. And if you're not prepared to play hard and go to the front of the net and try to play a kind of grind game, you're not going to get a lot of chances.
Preds TV analyst Chris Mason has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. See, Mace, great stuff as always, my friend. We appreciate you taking time to join us.
Thanks. Thanks, guys. Start thinking about my extra slot this week. I gotta talk with the afternoon show on Wednesday.
We'll do that. We'll get that done for you and let you know what happens. So Chris Mason, former Preds goalie and Preds TV analyst here on the program. It is interesting. Like from Barry Trotz, Peter Laviolette talked about it at times as well, and John Hines has mentioned it before. Like going on these long road trips, coming back, and you're back at home. You're finally comfortable. You're back in your own environment. And I know it's different this year with the fans not being as full in the stands, but this has always been kind of a situation where coaches raise their eyebrows a little bit and say, all right, better be ready to go tonight because this does have trap game written all over it.
Well, and the opponent doubles that at least, right? So, yeah, you overachieved. I don't think anybody would have realistically picked their record on that road trip. So now, can you achieve?
Yeah.
Can you meet expectations? Because you haven't done that enough in these situations.
Speaking of the Nashville Predators, it is that time of the day. Time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025 for your opportunity to guess the goal scorer for the Predators tonight as they take on the Red Wings. If you get it right, you'll win a prize pack. Brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. We'll do that next, and we'll see if today's finally the day that I can get on the board. That's coming up. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.